If you read my blog, or if you listen to the podcast, or even just listening to these audio booths, you will know that I'm a huge fan of usability testing. Usability testing rocks. It's brilliant. I love it. But it's not the only tool in your arsenal. There are other things that you should be considering as a website owner, and one of those is multivariate testing. Now, sounds complicated, doesn't it? But it really isn't. And if you haven't come across it before, then I suggest you check it out because it is very valuable. The principle is simple. Usability testing is great, but ultimately it's a false environment, isn't it? You're observing people while they're looking at the site. Well, people aren't normally observed when they look at a site. You're asking them to complete specific tasks rather than necessarily tasks that they would normally do. And you're asking them to speak out loud. You can never be 100% sure in usability testing alone. However, if you use multivariate testing, then you've got an opportunity to get much more accurate results. The reason being is because of what multivariate testing is. Essentially, what you do, let's say you're worried about a call to action on your website. You don't know whether it's as effective as it could be. You've done some usability testing and everything seems to be okay, but you hope that you could just maybe tweak it or improve it a little bit to make it even more effective. So what multivariate testing does is it allows you to have multiple versions of that call to action, maybe with different text, different images, different buttons, different styling, whatever else. And you can try all those different versions on your live site. You expose the alternatives, the ones that aren't currently live on your site, to a small segment of your users, and the system will work out which of the variations is the most effective. Best of all, this can be done absolutely free. Google provides a tool called Google Website Optimizer that allows you to set all of this up. Now, it's fairly straightforward, but maybe you want a web designer to help you out with it. That is, unless you consider another tool called Visual Website Optimizer. If you do a Google search, you'll find it. Theirs is very similar to the Google Website Optimizer. The difference is that it's more designed for website owners to directly be playing around with different variants of their site themselves rather than going back to a web designer. So it's got a WYSIWYG area where you can put in your new text, your new images, etc. Also, putting in the code to get it working is much simpler than with Google Website Optimizer. So I'd encourage you to have a look at multivariate testing because it really is, I think, one of the best ways of improving your website. And don't think for a minute it's only for e-commerce sites. You can use multivariate testing for pretty much any site that requires or wants users to complete a certain call to action. So check it out, have a go, and let me know what you think.